Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We are learning a shtickel in the Shem Yishmuel. And we were talking about the three ksalim, the three crowns, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah, Keser Shem Tavol Al Gabehem. And we saw how these three crowns correspond to the three kelim in the Mishkan that also had crowns. Mizbeach HaKtores, the Aron and the Shulchan, and that corresponds to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we spoke about how Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the menorah, as Keser Shem Tov is Kula Lishma, not worried about his own personal growth, worrying about the people, about Klal Yisrael. And then we also have the three Moadim in Shabbos, the three Moadim Kayadua, are B'tzchus the Gimel Avos. Shabbos is B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelko. The Maharal, he says that Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Gimel HaMoadim Yachad. The Shorash of the Kedush of Moadim we spoke about in the past is Shabbos. So to Keser Shem Tov, that the menorah, as we saw the Meramis and the Keser Shem Tov, we saw in Kabbalah, the Shiva Kenea menorah, which is Kolo Lezayin Midos. That's the Midah Moshe Rabbeinu. So, the menorah is Meramis on Shabbos. That's greater than the three Moadim. That's equal to the three Moadim, Shkula, like all three Moadim together. And on Shabbos, we also have the three meals. And the three meals, of course, we know in the Zohar HaKadosh corresponding to the three Avos. And Kiddush apparently corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu because Kiddush is Havdalah. And the more a person's moved on Mechomrius, the more he has koach to be Makadei Shabbos. Kiddush b'makom Seuda shows the Kiddushas has Seuda l'sa'aneg al Hashem. Just like Keser Shem Tov, which is Asiya l'shma, we have in all three Ksarim. In other words, you have to do all three l'shma. Torah, Malchus, Kahuna, they all have to be Lishma. So too, you have Kiddush on Shabbos in all three Seudos. Al Pi Kabbalah, you make Kiddush at Shal Shittus as well. And again, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Mekadei Shabbos. He's moved on Mechomri, is separate from the Gashmias. So all three Ksarim, which correspond to the three Avos and the three meals, they all begin with a Kiddush, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not only Alpi Kabbalah. The Rambam says that we make Kiddush at Shal Shittus also. Rambam wasn't a Talmud of the Arizal. Also in the menorah, which parallels Keser Shem Tov. So again, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Shabbos, which corresponds to the three Moadim. And that's all Al Gabe, right? Shabbos is all Al Gabe HaMoadim. So too, the menorah is parallels Keser Shem Tov, which is greater than the other three Ksarim. Because just like Shabbos has the three meals, connected to Shloshes HaAvos and then Kiddush, so to the menorah, which parallels the Keser Shem Tov, also has these three inyanim of the three Ksarim. It has Psila, Shem, and Aner. It has a wick, oil, and light. The wick corresponds to Kedushas HaGuf, which is Keser Kahuna. The Shemen is the Kedushas HaNefesh, connected Keser Malchus, which is called Shemen, Dishanta B'Shemen Roshi, Shemen Rosh Al Yani Roshi. So that's the crown of kingship that the kingship is connected to Shemen. Dishanta with Psukim and Tehillim, where David HaMelech is talking about his Malchus, and he relates to it in the context of Shemen. You see there in Rashi and Tehillim, it says that it's talking about the Malchus. And Then you have the or is Kedushas is Seichel, the light, like the light bulb goes on in your head. Seichel, the light. So that's what the menorah has. It has all three. It has the, we spoke about in the previous year, how Kahuna is Kedushas Haguf. And that's the psil, the wick, the physical wick. And then the shaman is a remes to Malchus, as we have in the Psukim in Tehillim. And then the light is Kedushas HaSeichel. And then the menorah encompasses all of them. That's the Zalv Torah, that's the purity of the Keser Shem Tov, of the Lechem Shamayim. That encompasses all of them. And with this, Lefi Amur, Minyan Shalosh HaSaksarim, Mekeser Shem Tov, Shol HaKabem, we can explain the Medrash. Ve'ata titzave hadu dichsiv v'anochi ancha lemasi yadecha tichsif. And you should command the Jewish people, that's what the Pasuk says. Call out and I will answer you to your handiwork I desire. Ba'abra dvar misav ha-kadosh baruch l'maisi yadav. Ve'in tichsof al tav, four things God had a taiva for his maisi yadayim, and tichsof is taiva. Ki nechsof nechsafta v'gam kol senavshi ve'elu hein dalad dvar ma-kadosh baruch l'sov l'olamo. Tzibul of Nekashi is Belu, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Mishamer Olamo, Varmi Yisrael Shishmeru, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Le'olam, Vomer Yisrael V'yikhoi Lecha, Shemen Zayis. So what the Medrash is saying is that in four areas God had a desire for his Ma'aseh Yadayim. Tichsof, when it says, the Ma'aseh Yadecha Tichsof, it means Taiva. And the Medrash first brings two psukim, Ki Nichsof Nichsafta, Pasuk in Bereish, Islamit, Beis Lamit, you wanted to go back home, you had a desire. Beis Avicha, Nichsav Avakam, Kol Sinav, Shosh Hashem, Kisufin of desire. So first we establish the desire. And then, and says, and these are the four things, even though the Mefarshim point out, as we're going to say that there are only three. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sovel Olamo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears his world. As it says in Yeshaya, Pasuk in Yesis V'Nasim, Nisbol Amalait, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sovel the world. And, he told B'nai Kahas, she is B'lu, Shenemar al-B'nai Kahas, lo nasan ki avod is kod shalem b'kasef yiso, they have to carry the Aron, they have to be sovel the Aron. Kadosh Baruch Hu sovel olamo. And, in other words, carry. That means he carries the world, just like the B'nai Kahas has to carry the Aron. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu guards the world, and he says to the Jews, then they bring the Pasuk, and he tells the Jews to guard the world, and he brings light to the world. And he tells the Jewish people also, V'ikhoi lecha shemen zayizach, you should also light. So that's what it means. L'maisi yadei tichsof. In other words, the God has a desire for his maisi yadayim. What he does, he also wants his maisi yadayim to do. So it starts with four, and then it goes to three. And that's in the Medrash Rabbah, Sof Parasha Lamed Vav. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says that the Kodesh Baruch, it adds that the Kodesh Baruch was zanas olama. Formerly Israel is korbani lachmi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains his world. And we also have to, by bringing the carbon, it's carbon ilachmi, we also sustain the world with our carbonis. So that's the fourth thing that the Medrash Tanchuma adds. So it could be that these four things parallel the four ksarim. Soivel, what does it mean, soivel? First it says in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soivel olama. So soivel is physical. It's heavy. You have to carry it. You have to bear it. That's one thing. It says also Hashem is shomer olamo. Shomer is benefesh. The nefesh needs shmira from koichos roim, like it says in the pasuk Hashem yishmorcha mekorei shmoras nafshecha. That shmira is zon. We have in the Medrash Tanchuma adds zon. He sustains. That's this the neshama. This the seichel that requires hazana, like the Arizal says. In other words, from the Moitzah Pi Hashem, from the godliness in the bread, man lives. From the spirituality in the bread, God lives. From the person who gets his chiyas, his internal chiyas comes, his true life comes from the Ruchni. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountains, Nahar, 40 days. He was Nizam Mismei Ashchina, not from food and drink. So these three parallel the Keser Kuna, Keser Machos, and Keser Torah. Because again, these three parallel the guf, the nefesh, and the neshama, the seichel. And that's what we said before, the kahuna is the guf. It's kedushas haguf. And then there's the Torah, which is the connect the Seichel. And then there's the Malchus, which is Manhi Gevarei Adam. That's the Nefesh is connected to the Malchus. So those are the three Ksarim, and those are the three parts of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kisufin for, that he does, and he also gives his world. He wants us to do it as well. Connected these three Ksarim. Again, it says he's Soivel the world, that's physical, that's the body. And he guards the world, that's the Nefesh. Shem Yishmor Nafshecha. He wants us to guard. And then the third part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesav Maisi Adayim is the Neshama. That he's Zan the Neshama of the world, and he also wants us. He's Zan the Neshama of the world. He wants us to give mazon to the Neshama of the world, to give sustenance to the spirituality of the world, to give spiritual sustenance to the world. So again, that parallels the Keser Kuna, Keser Machos, and Keser Torah. And then Meir La'olam, Hashem gives light to the world, Keser Shem Tov. That person has a good name, a good reputation. So it spreads in the world, it brings light to the world. And that parallels, we said, Shabbos. Shabbos is Baruch HaMavor Panim, it says in the Medrash. The light of the face, the shine. Shabbos is a special bracha of shine. It's like a shine like in Yiddish. It's beautiful. In Jewish Yiddish, they say shein, also good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia to these things to the world, and Hashem wants us to be mashlim. These four ksarim. And it's beautiful in the Medrash. It starts with three, and then it says four, and it only mentions three. Because this is, and then in the Medrash Tanchuma we have the fourth. Also in the Medrash, it's in the Mishnah. It says there are three Ksarim, and then it says Keser Shem. There's really four. But the fourth is separate from the three. So you're also, the fourth is separate from the three, and then you have, and that's Shabbos, and that's the menorah. Now let's get back to where we started. Now it's Sofo B'Tchilasa. Usually Yisrael is Zayis, Barabod Varim, Tshuva Yidei Yisurim. We don't get mixed in with the Yumos. First of all, we're crushed like the tshuvas. How do you do tshuva? Yisurim. That's shemen. The way to get the oil is by crushing it. We don't get mixed in with the nations. That's shemen. We're above the nations. And we give light to the world. So tshuva yidei yisurim. It's not like the guy in Vayikirav Yiskatzef, V'kilo b'malkoi v'alov pana l'mala, u'v'alov pana l'mala. It's not like the guy. And they get Yisurim, they get mad at their Avodah Zaris. Adarabba, through our Yisurim, we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael be'etzem ha'im toivim ve'en lam el alei ve'echad lavim sh'bashamayim, like we feel like we're in Sukkah. Me'amud beis, just we have the Yetzer Hara. It's in the way. And when we need it, we have Yisurim, it weakens the Chomer. Oz yikana levavim ma'aro. Like it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chavav. That's what subdues us. That's what subdues our Yetzer Hara, our uncircumcised hearts, when we have Yisurim. It's better to avoid them. So better is one malchus than a hundred. Better is doing it to yourself than yisurim that come from the outside. But yisurim are merik or bitush laguf. They purify you. Bitush is bitul hayesh. They mavata. They nullify the physical. And they make you more spiritual. So redaim lezayis mitzad aguf. That the body becomes more spiritual when it gets crushed, when it gets yisurim. So that's mitzad aguf, and then with namis arif b'umos, we're like a nefesh, but zayis mitzad the nefesh, like the Maharchu says, Reb Chaim Vital, that our bodies are like Gentile bodies, we're all related to Adam. Avam mitzad nefashos ain shum mishtavus. There's no comparison. So that's the shemen. We're separate from the goyim, and that the yisurim bring us to tshuva, and we're separate from the goyim, and that the yisur, that the like the like the shemen. Shemen is separate. We're also separate. Bodies might be the same, but the souls are different. The nefesh is different. Elyonim, we're Elyonim alumos, like the Zayas, that's mitzad seichel. We have a seichel anivdol, we have a Torah dikas seichel. So that's connected to three ksarim. And then we're right. So we have beautiful. We have this is a beautiful scheme. He puts everything, all threes together, right? And then a fourth on top. So we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach is Avram. Shavuos is Yitzchak, Sukkos is Yaakov. And Shabbos is Moshe. We have the three meals. Each one's connected to one of the others, and each one goes with the Keser Shem Tov, with the Kiddush, with the connected Moshe. Now you have the four things that the Shem and the Zayis does, also corresponding to these three, and then the Keser Shem Tov is all above them. That's the Meir La'Olam, because a good name goes throughout the world, a good reputation. Maybe the Medrash is bothered by our kasha. Why does it say v'ata tetzav and not tzavis b'nei Yisrael, like it normally says in the Torah? V'ikhu elecha, why doesn't it say v'ikhu li? So that's why the Medrash brings is a psich on the parasha, darshins all these four things, parallel to the four ksarim. That's the Shemen. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was misavel ha'maisa yadav, he had a desire that we should do like he does, like we saw before. To guard the world, to sustain the world, is it Mazon, etc. And from all of these three things comes out the fourth, comes the Midah of Moshe. That's the mitzvah of menorah. We saw the menorah also has all three aspects. It has guf, nefesh, and seichel. And then the menorah is pure, completely pure. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu, completely lishma. So that corresponds to the fourth Keser, that's the Keser Shem Tov. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, his name is Moshe. Hashem, that's the Keser Shem Tov. So that's why it says, the Ata Tetzav, it all has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. As you want to be Zocha to these four things that the Medrash talks about the Shemen, you need to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the subordinate, then the avos, that we saw that the fourth, all three things come with the fourth, right? Shabbos comes with the three meals, but also has the kiddush of Moshe. The menorah has three parts, but also with the purity of Moshe, etc. So that's why it says, "Veikhu elecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'ata titzave, atzavis b'nei Yisrael you," because it all comes about because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, may it's Hashem, we should be zeche. Incredible Torah, Rabbi, it's incredible. To learn a lot more Shem Mishmuel, that's what we should be zeche to do. But in addition to that, we should do Tshuva Shleima, and I think we've been zeche, we've been yotzei ydei chov of having Yisurim, b'chlal u'b'frat, and we should be zeche to the Gula Shleima. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends.